Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Did you hear that one commercial featuring me? Were you paying attention? This is a fascinating idea. Sherry Jo Watkins. Full disclosure, my client, Dimitri 2020 LLC. The idea, you're going to be hearing this commercial a lot on our River Talk radio network, as well as on the River WCDK 106.3. What this woman wants from Steubenville, a very nice lady, is she wants you to be at a church in Moon Township Friday or Saturday for a very big deal event. Lots of different speakers. And if you're there for the full day of the event, like, I don't know, from like 8:30 to 3:30, somewhere in there, you are automatically in the drawing for $10,000. No purchase necessary. All you've got to do is be among the first 250 people at this church. So pay attention to the commercials that you're going to be hearing here on the River Talk radio network, as well as on our sister station, 106.3 The River. All you have to do is sit there. The first 250 people, and you automatically have a chance for the $10,000 drawing. It's a very interesting way, and I don't know if it's a good way or a bad way. I'm certainly no expert when it comes to religion, let me tell you. But it's a very interesting way to get an awful lot of people to listen to the Word of God with all these great speakers that they have. All you have to do is show up. Sit for the full event from like 8:30 to 3, somewhere in there. Listen to the commercial. And you have a chance to win $10,000. And if you go back Saturday and do it again, you have two chances to win the $10,000. That's it. No brainer. No purchase necessary. Hell of a deal. Hell of a deal, I would say. Although I wouldn't phrase it quite like that. Hell of a deal. Now that I think about it, that was pretty stupid, wasn't it? Even by my standards. All right, fine. So you can see the show, God knows why you'd want to, especially as I struggle trying to resuscitate my pathetic broadcasting career. But if you want to see that, you can. Facebook Live, go to my profile page, Dimitri Vassilaris. Dimitri spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Last name Vassilaris rhymes with Assilaris, except you add a V. And you will see the Facebook live stream. Hi, how you doing? Not much to see. You'll see our great signs here for Herb and for Bridgeport equipment and tool. You'll see the microphone. You'll see my pathetic face. That's about it. All right, next. The story from the Unintelligencer regarding Form Energy. The headline is Form Energy powers up to ship first batteries from Weirton factory. And we're supposed to be all excited and giddy about this. Form Energy is this deal that was just corporate welfare. I mean, that's all there was to it. In West Virginia, the taxpayers of West Virginia gave in different form, including land, roughly $500,000 to almost $800,000 worth of tax credits or money or land to this company that I guess is in the business of destroying the coal industry and the fracking industry with this new type of battery. And the company is owned by multi-billionaires, including Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and some of the others. And yet the poor people of West Virginia, thanks to the Republican establishment-controlled legislature in Charleston, thought it was a dandy idea to give multi-billionaires corporate welfare. And God bless Delegate Patrick McGeehan, because he raised disturbing questions about the role of the Chinese Communist Party regarding some of the financing with this Form Energy. Lots of disturbing questions. I've been raising lots of disturbing questions about where are the 750 jobs that you're going to be, you touted And why aren't the people here in West Virginia? We're going to get 750 jobs for people in West Virginia. Because that was the promise that they made in the news. When I even promised, that's how they sold it. And the media was all in on it. But there was no actually any type of documentation saying that they had to offer any West Virginian any job. I mean, it's corporate welfare. Just that's all it is. Anyway, so a few days ago, I guess a couple of weeks ago now, Form Energy, were just opened in September, made a big announcement that they were, quote, streamlining. Streamlining is PR speak, that they are cutting back and that they're firing people and closing facilities in order to survive. That's what streamlining really is. And, of course, that is what is going on now with Form Energy, based on their news release anyway. It was written in such a way that you could only conclude that they were in deep, deep trouble and they had to do this just to remain viable. So back to the Unintelligencer story. The headline is Form Energy powers up to ship first batteries from Weirton factory. And I'm looking at the chief operating officer with Form Energy, Ted Wiley, speaking at the West Virginia Manufacturing Energy Growth Summit Monday at Ogilvy Wilson Lodge. And the spin on this is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I'll read just part of this, and then within the story, you see that this is all propaganda. This is all smoke and mirrors. That this company is in, from what I can tell, very, very, very serious trouble, and they just opened their doors in Weirton. And we gave them umpteen, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in corporate welfare. So here's part of the story. Form Energy is building its first four iron air batteries. New technology, by the way. God only knows this is going to work. So far, it doesn't seem to be. First four iron air batteries to help power an electric grid in Minnesota. The company expects to ship them this summer, according to its founder. Form Energy Chief Operating Officer Ted Wiley provided an update on Form Energy happenings during the West Virginia Manufacturing Energy Growth Summit. Okay, Wiley explained that Form Energy now has about 450 employees working at the Form 1 plant in Weirton. Remember, they promised, but not in writing, oh yeah, we're going to have 750 jobs for people in West Virginia. Yeah, yeah, that's the ticket. 750 jobs. With that streamlining they did a little while ago, it was down to about 350, according to them, according to their news release. Less than half of what they had promised. But now, according to this story, Wiley explained that Form Energy now has about 450 employees working at its Form 1 plant in Weirton. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, hey, that's actually good news. That's better than the 350 when they were streamlining, although still nowhere near the 700. They must be doing better. Let me finish the sentence. Wiley explained that Form Energy now has about 450 employees working at its Form 1 plant in Weirton, including about 40 recently transferred there from its facility in 84, Pennsylvania, which was recently closed. So let me see if I understand this. This whiz-bang new exciting company that needs corporate welfare from the people of West Virginia to open its facility in Weirton floats the idea they're going to have 750 job openings. They barely have half of that. They're already closing a facility in 84 PA. That's not too far from here. I'll just go on I-70. Not too far from here at all. And now those 40 employees, which I can't imagine any are from West Virginia, are now going to be taking West Virginia jobs at this plant that might or might not stay open. It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
Wiley said he noted the company plans to have a ceremony when it ships out those first batteries. They haven't shipped out any batteries yet, by the way. After they are constructed, the batteries will have to be tested, and he expects they will be shipped out sometime in July. That sounds reassuring. He said, turns out utilities all over the country are buying them because they all want what we do. A grid that works when you want it to. We have about another half dozen we are working on and will announce in the coming months. Well, then why are you closing facilities? Why are you streamlining facilities? Their story doesn't make any sense. Oh, yeah, they're real popular all over the place. Yeah, we had to close the 84 plant. And the 750 jobs, still waiting. Still waiting. Oh, yeah, Form Energy. Yeah, it looks like great corporate welfare there. Just absolutely great corporate welfare there, Republican. The establishment Republican that still controls much of Charleston. It just... it's a joke. It is an utter, absolutely utter, utter joke. All right. Just thought you should know that. Okay. Next. The Beaumont buzz includes more taxes.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
In case you didn't notice, in Beaumont County, they passed the number of levies yesterday. And my guess is these are the same people who passed the levies, who most of whom bitch and moan about the high taxes. It's very easy to bitch and moan about high taxes in the abstract, in the, you know, general overall thing. But when you have a chance to actually do something about the high taxes, in Beaumont County especially, you end up voting for them, voting for the levies, a renewal levy, this levy, now that levy, and all that, all except, thank God, some of the school levies. But you mark my words. In fact, I will bet you your last dollar that almost all of the same people who complain about the high taxes in Beaumont County voted for the levies on the ballot yesterday. I will bet you your last dollar on that one. Speaking about outrageous taxation, union local schools are at it again. Channel 7 story, D.K. Wright. Very nice lady, by the way, D.K. Wright. Union local school district is going to be going back to the voters in November, asking them to support a permanent improvement levy, you know, a tax increase. In recent years, voters turned down two different school bonds for the district. This levy would be for infrastructure only, things like roof replacements, heating, air conditioning, plumbing and paving, not staffing or salaries. The superintendent, Zach Shuttler, says it would cost the average homeowner around a little under $9 a month, or $7 or so if they're age 60 or older. It says the amount would be locked in and never change. The roofs in all three buildings are failing, and when it rains, they put garbage cans under the leaks. If you are a steward of a business, and your roof was leaking, would your solution be to put garbage cans under the leaks? Do you think they put garbage cans under the leaks in the private schools here in our listening area, whether they be the Catholic schools or other Christian schools or just other private schools? Do you think that's the solution? Or do they call a roof repairman? And we happen to have great roofing companies that advertise here on these great radio stations that would go there and fix the holes. You know what this reminds me of, this union local thing? This reminds me of the St. Clairsville City Richland Township School District with their massive 90-some levy, just an insane amount. It was an absolutely insane amount. And they were saying how well they need air conditioning and this, that, and the other. Meanwhile, just down the street on Main Street, National Road, you have St. Mary's. That certainly is as old as most of the St. C. Buildings. And they take very, very good care of it. The diocese takes great care of it. So as soon as I read this story and saw the roofs in all three buildings are failing, and when it rains, they put garbage cans under the leaks, I thought to myself, well, first off, I started laughing. Just utter and complete nonsense. Is that what you do? Because you know what I do when there's a leak at my house or whatever? I call a roofing company, and they come in and they fix the leak. Cutting edge, huh? Jeez.